Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day. Spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello, and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, also known as the Fog City Psychic. Each week at this time, we will gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving out of fear and into love. Why am I here? I am passionate about helping people move forward with clarity, confidence, and connection. I do that in my work as an intuitive guide and psychic channel, as a teacher, as a radio show host, as a parent, and as a human being. I try to, mostly. I think that everybody, without exception, has access to their own inner wisdom, to their innate intuitive ability. Your guidance is what I call factory installed. You're born with it, and we're meant to be using it to make our lives better, to get more clarity. So I want to get you back in touch with your own gifts, with your own divine essence, with your own power. The guests on this show will challenge you, enlighten you, and support your awakening. I want Out of the Fog to live up to its name. When you listen to this show, you're gaining clarity and raising your vibration to enhance your connection to Source and move you out of the fog of confusion and into the light of your own possibility. Now, on today's show, I'm going to open the phone lines to take your calls for on-air psychic readings. No guest this hour. It's just you and me and the phones. I thought it would be nice to get to know each other a little bit on this first show, like a first date. If you're interested in a reading, call 1-800-930-2819 if you've got a question that you'd like me to take a look at. 1-800-930-2819. The charming and talented Chris will screen your call. He'll get your first name and where you're calling from, and he'll let me know that you're waiting to come on the air with me. Now, some of you may be hearing Out of the Fog for the first time ever tonight, and that is because this is our debut Wednesday show. Oh, yay! Thanks to everybody at the Transformation Talk Radio Network and the mighty WBLQ for making this possible. Producers Linda and Kim, engineer and switchboard impresario Chris, and also a very patient handholder there. He was being very nice to me before we went on the air. And of course to Dr. Pat Basile. Out of the Fog is also heard on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to give a special shout out to all of those Tuesday night regulars who are joining us at this new day and time. I think that 2 days in a row of life-changing radio every week is a good thing, don't you? So, who am I, and how did I end up doing this work? Well, the long version of the story, a very long version of this story, is at fogcitypsychic.com, along with everything else that you might want to know about me or my work or anything that I'm doing. Here's the short version, and then we're going to go to our first call. I have been aware of my intuitive abilities since I was very young, but I quickly learned that seeing, hearing, and knowing things that the other kids didn't see, hear, and know was not the best recipe for fitting in. I spent many years trying to ignore and suppress my gifts, and that didn't always work out very well for me. I had some kind of scary experiences. I was doing great, though. I met my partner, and we've had many delightful adventures together over the last 25-plus years. I worked as an actor and a producer. I went to seminary and studied theology, liturgy, counseling, and tons more. I became the adoptive mom of two astonishing children, and all of that was great. But I still knew that I wasn't living my fullest life. that I wasn't doing all of what I was called to do. And it wasn't until a big health crisis in 2007 brought me to the very edge that I became aware I had a choice. I had a free will. I could absolutely keep going as I was going, or I could choose to live fully, to step into a more empowered, truthful life. Now, I chose to embrace my intuitive abilities, and things just took off like a rocket. It's amazing how when you embrace your purpose and you open yourself up to guidance, it can transform your life just like that. Once I allowed myself to do the work I was called to do, I lost so much of the angst, of the stuckness, of the confusion. Now, I still get confused and stuck, sometimes several times a day. Everybody does. But see, when you can approach that stuckness from a place of love, from an understanding that you are supported and a much-loved child of the universe, you can see possibilities, opportunities. When you look at things from a fear-based perspective, which is what I carried for most of my life and still do sometimes, that fear-based perspective paralyzes you. Stuck is stuck. There are no options. And the heart of my work is helping people learn to make that shift from fear to love, whether they're dealing with a lousy situation or a joyful one. We're getting ready to go to callers, and I just want to let you guys know I'm clairvoyant and clairaudient. It means I hear stuff and I see stuff. My special gift is reading from the energy of the human voice. So when you ask me a question on the air or in an online gallery reading or in a private session with me, I'm listening to what I call the question behind the question. What energetic patterns or feelings or issues lie behind what you're saying to me? What do your guides have to say about it? I take all that to source and bring back the message that I hope has helpful information for you. Now, you may hear me say, they're telling me, or I'm supposed to say. When I do that, I'm talking about my guides, who I imagine standing with me kind of like little United Nations interpreters, you know, with the suit on and then the little headset, helping me communicate the messages as clearly as I can. Let's go ahead and take our first caller. It sounds like Ileana from Massachusetts is on the line. Ileana, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I am really happy, and I'm kind of nervous, too, because it's my first time in the new playground, so I'm a little nervous. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. It's nice to finally talk with you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is there a question that I can take a look at for you?
I do have a question. I have been trying to, me and my husband have been trying to have kids for several years now, and he's even done fertility rounds that were unsuccessful. And I'm just wondering, do you see anything with babies anytime soon?
Like tomorrow?
Along.
You know, Ileana, when I look at you, there's so much beauty, so much generosity in your energy, and I can see how the stress of this, of the wanting and the not having and the trying something else, it just kind of pulls that generosity out of you, and it makes you feel kind of tight and tense and not open. And I understand how that can be. Now, I'm not in charge of when souls come in and when souls choose not to come in, so that's like a God part. Will you get pregnant or will you not? I can say that I see children around you, not just one, but, oh my goodness, I'm supposed to say three. so not just one lucky one, I'm seeing three. It may very well be that these children come to you not from your physical body, but are children that join your family through adoption. Now, here's the thing about that. I'm an adoptive mom myself. My two boys are adopted. The process of letting a new life into your family, whether that new life is going to come through your physical body, is going to be carried and born through your physical body, or whether that new life comes to you through adoption, through someone else's physical body, that process is a process that is all about opening up and staying open and allowing yourself to receive what the universe has for you. And so what I think I want to say to you, what I would call maybe the heart of this little quick reading, is that allowing yourself to let go of some of that tension and worry and that feeling that just pulls you down, makes you tight, makes you look gray to me because of that. Let the joy back in, let the laughter back in, let the openness back in, and understand that the universe has got your back. A new life is coming to your family. It may not come through your physical body, and I'm not in charge of that, but a new life is coming into your family. And the love, see, and the your story is amazing, so I wish we had more time to spend on this, but the love that you can show from that to that child just because of your own experience makes you the perfect match for that kid. I often tell my children that even though we don't match like by looking like each other, we match in our hearts. And that's the way that parents feel about your children, and so when, about their children. And when I look at you with your, golly, I'm sorry again, three kids. When I look at you with your kids, I feel that match and I feel that rightness. So you're fine. Let go. Laugh your head off. Enjoy yourself and understand that this is exactly going to unfold exactly as it's meant to be. Does that make sense, Ileana?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yes.
Okay. Have you got three high chairs, three cribs? Three bibs.
You know, it's funny because I always thought when it would come, it wouldn't just come out with one. You know, I don't know why. I felt like it would come a lot at once. I don't know.
But you know what? You're going to be great, and it's all going to happen exactly as it is. As it's meant to happen. Now, I want to look at your partner just very briefly. I know that we've only got a second before we go to break. I just want to say to your partner, too, there's a lot of his anxiety that I feel like he's not showing you. And that's because he's good, okay? He's a really good guy. It's okay for you guys to really talk about the emotional way that this is affecting you and just decide to go on together in openness and peace. He's a really good guy. Please... just give him an extra hug for me. He's trying really hard. He's an awful good guy. And I think you guys are gonna just be a wonderful family together.
Okay. Yes. He loves hugs, though.
He loves hugs? All right. Well, give him an extra one. You don't have to say you met some weird lady on the radio. But it's okay to give him an extra, to give him an extra hug from me. Thank you very much for calling, Ileana.
All right. Thank you so much for your advice. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful night.
We
took our first caller in the new playground in the Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ Playground. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to more of your calls, and I have a special secret discount that I want to share with you guys. People who listen to the Tuesday show, I love to give things away, you know that, but I've got a special secret discount for the live listeners tonight that I want to share with you, so stay tuned, and we'll be back after the break.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm your host, Karen Hager. Check out fogcitypsychic.com for more information about me and my work. We broke the phone lines. If you were calling in for a reading and you were unceremoniously disconnected, it's okay to call back in. Just not everybody at once, okay? I think we've scared them now, and they're not going to let me play with them if we scare them. So if you got kicked off, go ahead and try again. The number is 1-800-930-2819. In just a minute, we'll talk to Ginger from Oklahoma, but first, I want to give you guys something as sort of a show-warming gift. I usually book private sessions for 15, 30, and 60 minutes. But because I'm feeling all loopy and I'm happy because we broke the phone system, if you would like to set up a short, fast blast private phone session with me, I am offering 10 minutes for $10. Now, even with me, my madness has a limit. So there are only 10 of these quick, low-cost sessions available. So the time to grab that is now. Here's the secret website, okay? You ready? FogCityPsychic.com/10. That's the number 10, 10, to make your reservation. FogCityPsychic.com/10. All the details are right there. One per person. And this offer is for new clients only. So if you've already had a session with me, this is not for you, but you know I love you, and you know I love giving stuff away, and I think that you'll find in the weeks ahead I've got more good stuff to give away to you. So that's FogCityPsychic.com/10 if you want to take advantage of 10 minutes for $10. Get all the details there. Now, our next caller is Ginger from Oklahoma. You are on the air with Karen Hager. Hello.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm happy, and I'm glad that we broke the phones. I feel like it makes me powerful. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my, yes, I'm so glad you broke the phones too, because that means I got in. Sorry, everybody out there.
Is there a question I can look at for you, Ginger?
Yes, I am wondering if you could help me, or speak to my guides and give me some advice in the moving and love department.
In the moving and love department? Yes? The first thing that comes up for you, just take a second here. The first thing that comes up for you, Ginger, is the idea of gifts. And I almost feel like somebody, you know how they fly the helicopter over the place where the people are in need and they open the cargo bay and the stuff just pours out of the helicopter and falls all over the people? That's the idea that they're giving me for you. That's the image they're giving for you. There are so many gifts coming to you that I feel like you're going to have a hard time sorting them out. You are not getting 3 children, by the way, unlike the previous caller, though. One of your gifts is not 3 children. Yes. Part of what's happening for you in terms of making choices around moving and around love, and I'm going to go especially to moving right now, you're going to be called on to use your discernment to see the gift as it's given to you, okay? As opportunities come for you to move, and I feel like, yes, there is an opportunity coming for you, really take a look at that. You have a very good heart, and you sometimes can see the bad thing first before you see the good thing. Really take a look at the opportunity that comes up so that you're seeing the good in that opportunity too. Make sure that it's a good mix. Sometimes people with a lot of common sense, like you, tend to look to what's the bad thing that could happen, what's the worst thing, and forget to look at what the advantages are. So that's where that goes for moving. There is an opportunity coming up for you. Really take a good look at it, and before you reject it, make sure that you're not missing a gift, okay? You always have free will, and if you see something bad about it and it could be a gift, you're free to go, I don't want that gift. Thanks. I'm moving on to the next one. In terms of relationship, is there somebody you're already kind of entangled with a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason that I'm asking is it's almost like... you know how you chew your gum and then you put it down and somebody else steps in it? When I look at you in relationships, you're lifting yourself up, but there's that sticky gum that's kind of pulling you back down. So you've got a connection. That connection isn't always in your highest and best good the way it is now. Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
And yes. I want to be sure that in your relationship there's mutuality, so it's not like you giving everything and the other person taking everything, and I want to be sure that there can be free movement, that you feel able to not come and go, like leave the relationship and come back in, but that you feel free to really be yourself, to do the things that you're interested in doing, that you're free to kind of have your own friends, do your own thing, and that there's a nice mutuality about the relationship. The current relationship to me is keeping you a little bit stuck. Things feel a little bit tight. To help kind of pry that gum off your shoe, I would really suggest starting, please, with communication. It's difficult to talk with your partner sometimes because there's a little bit of defensiveness. Is that correct?
No, my partner is very easy to talk to, but the deal is that he's away a lot.
So he's actually absent, okay? He's not making himself defensive. He's actually not there, okay? That makes sense. I would love to see you guys have a conversation about what the parameters are and what the expectations are. Is the travel that he's doing something that is going to lessen in the future?
He says that it will, but... my gut probably says it might not.
I go with your gut, Ginger. I believe in your gut. And I think part of that decision that you're going to make, part of that conversation is going to be, if we're going to go on together, what are going to be the parameters? But so the most important thing for you, Ginger, mutuality and movement, okay? See the gifts where they are and then evaluate them to see if there's more, if it's something that you want to take advantage of, okay? Was that helpful information?
Yes, it was. Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you so much, Ginger. Many, many blessings to you.
Oh, you too, love. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you. Our next caller tonight is Sandy from Ontario. And, Sandy, you're on the air with Karen Hager. Are you there, Sandy?
I am here. How are you doing?
I'm happy. And having a good time on the radio. So thank you for calling. We're in a little bit of a lightning round situation here because we've got about 3 minutes, well, four, before we go to break. So just hit me with your question. I'm going to fire it right back.
Okay, so a bit more focused on how I get there, from here to there.
To be more focused on how you get from here to there. Go ahead.
Work-wise?
Yes. I want to be sure. I love that you want a focus on how you get from here to there. I also want to be sure that you don't get so stuck on that, on the process, that you miss the intuitive hit that tells you when to move and when to go, okay? Sometimes you're super intuitive, okay? Super extra intuitive. But sometimes you put your head down and it's almost like you just put a cardboard box over your head and you can't see beyond the box. Okay? I understand why that is. When you take the box off, it can be overwhelming because you've got so much stuff coming at you. In order to get from where you are now to where you want to be, I'm going to ask you, yes, to be mindful of the process, all that stuff, but really allow yourself time for meditation, time for creative thinking. They're showing me almost like channeled writing for you. Brainstorm until your brain is numb. Allow all that creativity to flow out of you so that you have the experience of seeing that when you take that risk, when you go as far as you can go, really nothing bad is going to happen to you. Any ideas come up that don't fit you, just toss them out or use them the next time, right? But loosen up a little bit. I think you already know that you're on a path that leads you to a lot of success, and also, I'm supposed to say alignment, a path that's in better alignment. And as you step into that alignment, everything gets easier for you, okay? So it's all right to let go of the steps for a little bit and just allow yourself to be guided. Does that make sense, Sandy, what I'm saying?
It does, but you say get into alignment, and that means just meditate and allow the process to take place or to unfold?
Yes, and the other thing is, too, because you're like me, you're a good girl, is give yourself permission, okay? You have permission to take the steps that you need to take, and you uh-huh. have permission to let whatever comes through you come through. It doesn't mean you're suddenly going to go like all nuts and throw everything away and go live in a hut somewhere and wear bear skins or I don't know. It doesn't mean that. It just means you're giving yourself permission to open up to whatever the universe has for you. The shape that you give that is... The shape that you give that is how you make your destiny, how you make your future, okay? But you got to give yourself permission first. I think you're going to be great because you're already on the right path. You're already doing the things you need to do, okay?
Yes, thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much, Sandy. I appreciate your call. We are coming up on the next break. When we come back, we will talk to Jennifer from Brooklyn. We'll talk to a lot of other people. And I'm also going to let you know how you can get in on an online gallery reading that's coming up on Thursday. So not tomorrow, but a week from Thursday, October 27th. I'm Karen Hager, and you're listening to Out of the Fog.
Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, FogCityPsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day, and I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. I'm taking your calls for readings, so if you would like some compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive advice, now is your chance. 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. If you head over to FogCityPsychic.com, which you should, you're going there now, right? Go over there now. You'll see a link for what I call the Out of the Fog Salon. This is an online gallery reading that we do once a month, and I started it because I noticed that when I did an open line show, like the one I'm doing today, I tended to break the phones. I had to let a lot of calls go unanswered because I couldn't get to them all. There isn't enough time. And also, not everybody wants or can afford a private session. So the Out of the Fog Salon is open just to a very small group of people, and all you need to participate in this is a phone. We start with a guided meditation, and then what I do is just go around the virtual room and give readings to everybody there. It's a short reading. It's probably 7 minutes, so longer than you'll get on the show with me, but not as long as you get if you'd scheduled a private session with me. Our next gathering is next Thursday, October 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern. This fills up fast because I give readings to everybody there, so I've got to keep the group small or else my head will explode, and we don't want that. Registration is $22, and details are at FogCityPsychic.com. Click the Classes tab or click the link on the home page. If you, again, were unceremoniously kicked off the phones, please don't give up. Chris is probably perspiring, but he's pushing all the buttons as quickly as he can. 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to a call from Jennifer in Brooklyn. And Jennifer, you are on the air with Karen Hager. Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and I know you're happy because you broke the phone. So
I know.
I think
we broke them twice, actually.
but when you said, I've got sunshine on a cloudy day, I thought you were referring to me.
Oh.
I thought you were saying, I'm getting ready to start.
No, I was referring to this song. He was playing My Girl, which I love.
I know. And then, I realized the lyrics, of course. But I expect you to say, you know, I've got my next caller on the line, and it is a cloudy day here in Brooklyn.
It is pouring rain here. I'm in southeastern Michigan. Is there a question that I can look at for you today?
Yes, absolutely. I'm calling with a sort of practical question. And it relates to a part-time job that I recently started. I do sort of independent creative work, but I try to work a limited number of hours to help pay the bills. And I got this great new job recently, which proved to be pretty efficient in terms of money earning potential. Like I was earning quite a bit of money in relation to the number of hours I was working or have been working. But the thing about this job is that I don't have regular hours. It's on a as needed basis. I'm sort of on call, and there's a dispatcher who calls me out when there's a job available, and if I'm available when she calls, then I get the job. And there feels like the relationship I have with this woman, her name is Liz. I've never actually even met her in person, but I'm a little concerned because she doesn't seem to me to be giving me work. as much as I would like. And I can't say for sure whether the work is available, because all of the contractors, we work independently, so I don't really communicate with anyone else. I don't know if it's just been a slow period or if there's sort of some tension between us, because we did have a slight disagreement early during my sort of early days training with this job. And I'm just wondering how you see this developing, what steps you think I can and or should take to sort of clear things up with her so that more work starts coming my way. And if you think, you know, that I'm just sort of dropping to the bottom of the list, or if there's anything I can do to remedy that.
You know, I feel like it's good to give this a little bit more time. Did you say that her name is Liz?
Her name is Liz. I mean, I think it might be short for Elizabeth.
Right, okay. And I just wanted to be sure I heard you right.
She lives in Connecticut. The company's based in Connecticut. But they operate in New York and a couple of other cities. And, you know, I really value the work. It's not like work I love, but it's a great job. And so I don't want to phase it out by any means.
Right. My sense about her is that you're right. She is feeling you out. And there is a sense in which if you're on, she's kind of one of those people, you know, like the lady in the front office at the elementary school. If you bring her brownies, things go better for your kids, right? And if you don't bring her brownies, or if you make her mad, then things may not go badly for your kids, but they'll go kind of regular for your kids.
Right.
My sense with Liz, I want to be sure that I'm really, and I don't mean kiss her rear end, but I mean I want to be sure that you are flattering and accepting and generous in your communications with her. And my sense is that if you stick with this could actually be something that turns out to be profitable for you and really good. There's a sense in your energy when you feel like somebody might be thinking a bad thing about you, even if they're not, and who knows, right? When you think somebody might be thinking a bad thing, you get all tight and straight up and down and kind of rigid. And it's okay to just hold the possibility that maybe she doesn't like you very much, or maybe you got off to a bad start, but understand that you have now the power to kind of work your way around that. She's feeling you out, and she's waiting to seek. You're kind of proving yourself to her, which is funny because she's the person who makes the calls, but I don't feel like she's the person who is, like, overall the queen of this whole thing, right? But she has her own
self. Well, she is the owner. She is the owner of the business.
Oh, she's the queen.
She's absolutely the queen. She's the founder and the owner of the business, and her husband is, like, basically the manager of the business. So, you know, and my intuition about her in the beginning was that she likes her employees to be available when she wants them to be available. She doesn't like you to come to her and say, well, these are the days that I would like to work, or these are the days that I am available. And then she doesn't like to work within your schedule. She likes to dictate when you will work, and she likes you to be available at the last minute. And I think I was trying to work with her, sort of, I was offering her up my days of availability, thinking, well, that will be helpful. You know, she can, and she knows that if she calls me on that day, I'll be available. But I noticed that when I did that, she didn't really cooperate. She would call me as soon as those days expired or whatever. And I felt that, I guess I started to suspect that her tactics were subtly coercive, that it was like, she gets you sort of wanting work so badly that, you know, she'll kind of deny you work when you say you're available, so that then when you're not really available, you need it so badly that you'll drop everything and go. And right. I didn't really, I guess maybe I said the energy of that pattern, sort of suspecting her motives. And so there has been some tension, and I also, you know, I've vocalized some of my concerns about it. But I'm wondering what you're saying.
And Jen, it's okay for you to meet that energy that she's putting out. It's okay for you to take that energy she's putting out. Ooh, this is kind of crankly, prickly. I'm the queen of my own thing, and I have power over you energy. It's okay for you to meet that energy and kind of shift it before it comes into your space. So you don't. It's okay to not have the reaction that she wants you to have, and let that be okay. All right? That's the thing about being manipulative. that's the thing about being manipulated by somebody. You don't have to choose to let yourself manipulate. If they be manipulated, if they choose to manipulate you and they're going to act like idiots, fine. There they go. They can go and do that. But your reaction doesn't have to be predicated on the way that they treat you. My sense is that if you stick with this, this could be a very profitable and good thing for you. But if we let this fester, if this turns into kind of a personality conflict or into kind of a little war of snottiness, then it might not be the it might not have a great outcome. Okay,
so well, it's gonna I've been making an effort to be very gracious, and when I actually get a hold of her and I text her, I'm like,
yeah,
very communicating that I'm sorry I wasn't available, and I've been planning to get in touch with her and say, you know, Liz, I really value this job. I would love, what advice would you give me and how to speak to her about it, how to raise the issue without being confrontational, how to sort of say, you know, I'd love to work more hours, and I don't want to sort of try like I'm wondering if there's something wrong, but I don't know how to approach that.
I think the very best way forward is to do exactly what you said at first, is to get in touch with her, and maybe voice to voice if she will have that, and let her know that you do value the job, you value the opportunity, you're looking for better ways that you guys, how can you guys improve your communication, and take it from there. Take ownership of your part, not things that you didn't do, but take ownership of your part, and I think it's going to go a long way to fixing that relationship. She does want you to kind of see that she is the queen. And so if you're willing to just bow down a little bit, I think that this could go quite well for you. Jen, is that helpful information?
That's very, very helpful. Thank you so much.
Hooray! Then my work here is done. Thank you very much for calling the show.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks. Now, when we get back, it's time for another short break. When we come back, we'll take more calls, 1-800-930-2819. Don't be defeated by that switchboard that keeps hanging up on you, 1-800-930-2819. During this break, it's a great time to head over to fogcitypsychic.com/10 to take advantage of the 10 minutes for $10 fast blast session. I'm only putting 10 of those out there, so when they're gone, they are gone, and the madness will have passed. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager.
Get a chance to call in with your questions live with Mada. If you would like this internationally acclaimed master healer to answer your questions on a personal level, call 1-800-930-2819. Speak with the founder of her very own evolutionary lightspeed healing method and receive personal guidance pertaining to any physical or emotional health concern that you might have. Just call 1-800-930-2819. That's Mondays with Mada, only on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I am your host, Karen Hager. This is an open line show, and I would like to get to as many of the calls as I can today. Right now, the lines are completely open because of the crashing. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819 if you would like to join me on the air. This is a great time to go over to fogcitypsychic.com. If you click on everything. I made that website myself, and even I can't break it. So go click on everything. If you're interested in the secret 10 minutes for $10 promotion, go to fogcitypsychic.com/10. That's the number 10, 10. Now, one of the things that I do besides doing private sessions is I teach intuitive development. I mentor people who are starting to change their lives and step out of that fear-based perspective into a perspective of love. And one of the things that I get asked a lot when I'm teaching intuitive development is, how on earth do I know, you know, you talk all about your inner wisdom and how great it is, how do I know when I tune in, when I get quiet, how do I know if the guidance I'm receiving is really coming from source, is really coming from my guides, is really coming from my connection, or maybe it's my imagination? Or maybe it's my fear talking. So I've come up with what I call the four keys to clarity with inner wisdom. And I want to just step through those briefly. I talk about these in a lot more detail in the classes and things that I teach. And now we're going to be together every week. You'll hear no end of this, but I just want to quickly step through this. It's helpful. I've noticed that we've been taking calls from people who are not quite sure which way to go, and this is some information that may be helpful. When you're looking at beginning to reconnect with your inner wisdom, one of the first things to keep in mind is to practice being mindful. Mindful. And what that means is, are you where you are right now? We often are out of our bodies. We're living three steps ahead already, or we're back behind ourselves. We're reliving past hurts. We're reliving past drama. Taking a little bit of time every day to take a breath, to listen, to feel yourself in your body makes all the difference. When we are willing to, when we give ourselves permission to be where we are right now, to be fully aware in the moment, we can be a much clearer channel for intuitive guidance. If we aren't willing to be present, if we don't give ourselves permission to be in the moment, be where we are right now, the guidance that does get through when you get quiet can be sort of clogged up by our fear and by our inattention. The mindfulness exercise that I use for myself every day, about, 800 times a day, is very simple. Sit down, put your feet on the ground so you can feel the ground underneath your feet, feel the ground pushing back. Take a deep breath in and release your breath. Feel yourself in your body and start to listen. Start to look. What do you see in front of you? Where are you right now? What's happening? How do you feel in your body? that practice of mindfulness and taking time to do that every day, to be where you are right now, is one of the first steps to clarity with your inner wisdom. Now, we do have a caller on the line, and I want to get to as many people as I can today, so I'm going to leave us there at step one. And let's take a call. Angie is calling from Oregon. Angie, you are on the air with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm trying to practice mindfulness. There's a lot going on. I'm trying to be right where I am right now, which is right here with you. How are you doing?
I'm kind of tense, but I'm actually a bit more relaxed than I've been lately.
Okay.
Lots of weird things are happening in my life, and I feel like I have no control. And I was just wondering, is it going to get better? Because right now, I'm between a rock and a hard place, and I can't see much of a way out.
Okay. Angie, the first thing that I need to say to you, and I don't know if this fits with your religious tradition, but you've got Archangel Michael standing over you. It's like it's like you're a tiny bug and he's a giant, okay? So please know you have very strong angelic protection over you, that you are protected. Yes, you are between a rock and a hard place, but you've got cushion around you, okay? You've got room to breathe. You are going to be just fine. Please know that Michael is with you. That's a very strong energy of protection, of lifting you up, of helping you pick up your self-esteem, almost, to understand that you're worthy of better, you're worthy of more, and help you move forward. Now, the image that comes up for you after I tell you that, after I kind of give you that gigantic hug from spirit, that, oh, please don't worry, everything's going to be okay, the image that comes up for you is the idea of letting go of the people and the places and the patterns that no longer work for you, okay? It's the idea of death. I don't mean people around you dropping dead, but it's the idea of patterns that no longer serve you, that you're able to finally put those down. You show me energetically that when you get kind of scared like this and feeling kind of besieged, that you may have a tendency to hold on to old things, even if it's things that didn't work for you before. Does that make sense to you?
I guess it's like you say I'm besieged on all sides. I'm trying to find faith and trying to hold on to my confidence, you know, trying to keep my chin up, but it's not easy because, you know, I feel like I'm losing my home, see, and everything is just like coming in on me. It's like I'm being crushed.
Right.
Literally.
I understand, and I think that's why Michael is showing up, to kind of clear away the rubble. By the way, if I say something that doesn't make sense and I say, does that make sense? You are always welcome to say, no, that doesn't make any sense, okay? Because that helps me know if I'm on the right track. If I'm not making sense, then I don't want to go forward because I'm not, you know what I mean, in case I've got the connection wrong or I'm blowing it. So be sure to let me know, sure, if what I'm saying doesn't apply to you and doesn't make sense, okay? The reason that I'm seeing Michael around you, I think, is based on what you're saying about being besieged, about feeling things just coming. It's like a shower of stones. It's coming at you from all sides. I've totally got that. The first thing I want to do for you is get some psychic protection in there for you. If you go on my site and you're at fogcitypsychic.com, if you type in /protection, this is a secret too, but now everybody knows, you can trade me your name and email address. I've got a guided protection meditation that will help you get some calm and some space around you, okay? Part of the reason that you're feeling so besieged is that you're allowing all of that attacking energy to really affect you. So I want to put up some shields first. Now, I want to look at your home. When you say you're losing your home, do you mean that you're actually literally losing your home?
Yeah. It's like they're putting pressure on me, and it's like I'm really, like I said, between a rock and a hard place. I'm looking for work. But the pressures are on, you know, no income is coming in right now.
Angie, until we ease the pressure, we're not going to be able to get a new job in there for you. We're not going to be able to get a new housing situation for you. My sense about your housing situation is that this works out absolutely fine. Everything is delayed. They're putting pressure, and then there's like it all gets delayed, okay? As you relax, a job opportunity comes up for you as well. I think that's a little bit farther in the future, so I'm sorry things are going to be a little bit tight, but the house situation resolves itself kind of by stalling out. It's not like there's a miraculous fix. It just stalls out. I'm running out of time here, so I want to be sure that I say to you, Angie, how much you are loved, how much you are held and surrounded by divine protection. You are going to be fine. Go ahead and grab that guided meditation, so if that's helpful for you, you can use it. And I'm sending you many blessings. I would love it if you call me back or email me, Karen@FogCityPsychic.com, to let me know how you're doing and what happens next, okay?
Okay, and thank you so much. You really helped.
Thank you, Angie, very much. And that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you so much for making the first Wednesday episode of Out of the Fog such a success. Go to FogCityPsychic.com. Click on everything. Go ahead and click online gallery readings there. That special 10 minutes for $10 session is there, unless it's already gone. There's only 10 of those. The secret code, FogCityPsychic.com/10. Join us right here next week at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, when my guest will be psychic medium and best-selling author Sherry Dillard. That's going to be an awesome show. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.